Another common question I hear, and actually is interesting, I think about half of the patients in these studies were ER positive, is if you're going to use adjuvant trastuzumab, when do you start the hormonal therapy?
This number, half, is extraordinarily consistent across studies, and across all of the trials that I'm aware of, about half of HER2-positive disease is also ER-positive. In the trials, trastuzumab and hormonal therapy was given concurrently. And without any further data, that's how I would do it. There's also good evidence that trastuzumab works as well in patients with ER-positive as it does in ER-negative breast cancer. So I don't think there's any reason to think that the relative benefits are different. My whole concern about those women with small ER-positive breast cancer is I'm just not quite sure what the absolute benefits of trastuzumab are there.
But again, in terms of the timing, I'm assuming even though you'd be starting the trastuzumab with the taxane, that you'd wait until the taxane is done to start the hormone.
Yes, I would generally not give hormonal therapy with chemotherapy, so the time to start the hormonal therapy would be after the completion of chemotherapy, but while trastuzumab is still running.